चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। अन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकात्रया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मे माम चरणानि। इटाय ने शगुलित है आज के गोला था बस बस सुखदेव गोस्वामी टोल्ड हाउ कृष्ण इज सो मर्सीफुल दैट इवन उतना ही ट्राइड टू गिव पॉइजन टू कृष्ण एंड टू फिनिश कृष्ण always taking the blood and flesh of newborn childs, but he came in the shape of a mother and told Krishna one time, oh my dear son, and quickly Krishna gave him a mother like gati in Golok. And when he told, after that, Sakatasur and Trinavartasur, that Krishna wanted to fly in air like birds, and Jogmaya called Trinavart demon, and quickly Krishna talk like this, and he walked so much in air, flies, and at once he told that, why you are giving this rasgulla to, and why you are dying? I am playing only with you. I wanted to play, and gave him so liberation from world. In world, we'll have to face one day oldness will come. Oldness surely will come. And you will not be beautiful as you are today. No? Not beautiful. And only you'll have to give up this body. And it will be rotten. It will turn to so many insects like. And dog will quarrel for the body that this body is mine, and he will tell, I will eat, I will eat. They will call. So we should remember all these. And Krishna gave quickly him liberation from this world suffering and sorrow forever. So we should try to do bhajan. Hearing these sweet pastimes of Krishna, he told that, I want to hear more. I don't want to drink water or anything. I'm so much satisfied with your sweet, these classes, Krishna pastimes. So please continue. I don't have sleep, and I see that you don't want to sleep. Day and night, they are doing so. So he began to tell that. Now, Krishna began to turn his side, and sometimes now he began to move on his waist, like this.
He's crawling now.
Sometimes very quickly. And when he used to reach at the door, entrance gate, and saw anything, anyone going, bullocks or anything, oh, very quickly, like frightened boy, he used to quickly turn and doing like this and to mother and to jump in the lap of her mother. Now they are becoming more chanchal, restless now. It is very hard to make them in their houses. They could not control. Sometimes Mother Yashoda used to control both boys, and Rohini Devi making preparation or doing homeworks. And sometimes Rohini Maiya used to control them, but it was very hard for Rohini Maiya to control them. Very hard. Yashoda Maiya was so much powerful. She can control, but it was very hard. But now they become more restless. Sometimes jarhyanga adarshaniya kumara lila brajvantam braje tadabala pragrihita puchyai vaisheritastata ubhaya krishnamanau prekshant ujjat griha jajahous hasantya. Sometimes Krishna, in a moment, both if they are talking each other or anything doing, and in a moment Krishna, what doing, who was playing, not walking, but some cough came there, very beautiful, like swan, very beautiful, and very tagada, healthy. And Krishna and Baldev, one of the Krishna, sometimes took the tail of that, and very tightly. And when he touched the tail of that cow, and he jumped up, and began to run. But Krishna now don't know how to give up. And she is weeping. And where dragging? Where there are cow dungs and urines, and his whole body is going on there. And Krishna is weeping so much, how he can give up? But he has no any trick to give up. He can control whom? Ishvara, all Ishvara. Ishvara Paramaha Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradi Govinda, Sarvakarankar. He can control even Ram, Nisingh, Vaman, Kalki, all. He can control death, birth, everything. Ganesh, Shankar, all. They worship their feet dirt. They cannot take the darshan of this boy. And he does not understand how to give up this tell of how to do this. He is forgetting. How? He is playing a drama? Never. With yoga maya. He wished like so. So Yogamaya has taken his intelligence and everything. And he cannot. And then Hasanta, Mother Yashoda, Mother Rohini, are seeing and doing, oh, you should learn a lesson. We told you not to do so, but you've been doing. So you should go all like that. And he was, oh, mother, 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 he was. And after that, Yashoda Maya and Rohini quickly run and catch hold of that cough, and very, he had tightly, see, anyhow they did. Sometimes, Krishna and Baldev, naked, only he has peacock feather here, and here, golden. When he was doing so, from where this coming?
Sound.
So, seeing here and there. He does not know that this twinkling words is coming from him. And he was, oh, from where it is coming? Sometimes a bull was there, nearer to door. And Krishna went and Baldev Prabhu, he took one of the horn, and he took others. It was very dangerous. Very big, big. Horns also so big, big. And they were playing with them. And the bull was almost all controlled by them. He was like playing with them. And Mother Yashoda, ah, what they are doing? And he began to call Nanda Baba, his husband. Oh, how? No, you should try to save them, otherwise they will be put to death. But once he saw that a very big snake was there, and they were playing with their hooves, and he was not biting. Anyone has no dare to come nearer. And they were, especially Baldev, doing like this and do this. Sankarsana was perhaps there. And they began to request Narayan, oh Narayan, 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 Narayan. Save them. And when the snake saw that all are so much worry, at once, quickly, he went anywhere else. Sometimes, Sringaya, Agni, Danshri, Dvija, Kantakebhyaha means thorns. Oh, all Braj were surrounded not by brick wall or golden wall like Ravan Lanka, by which it was surrounded. Only thrones everywhere. And by bullock out there were prachir?
Wall.
Not wall this. Or everywhere around Braja. So there was a heap of, so big heap of thorns. And on that, any creeper, Madhvi Lata or any Lata creeper. So many beautiful flowers were there. And Krishna and Baldev saw at once, and quickly they wanted to take flowers. But it was so heap of thorns. Anyhow, doing like so, Krishna made a way and he entered. Baldev took any stick and he did like so and he came under Krishna. But Baldev Prabhu kept it and it went down. So way was blocked. And Krishna there, mother, 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 mother. But mother was there, and she saw, Hari, what is going to do? What should I do? Quickly running. And he told that, I will not take you. You should be there. My restless boy, you should be there. And he began to also weep, and Baladev Prabhu was inside, but he was also weeping for Krishna, both are weeping. So anyhow, they took them from thrones and told that never, you should never go there. Sometime, one day, the birthday was there. And Yashoda Ma wanted to worship any calf. So anyhow, she told that, oh, bring that calf. Now Krishna and Baldev are standing on their feet and running here, there, here. So anyhow, they both saw that a very good calf was there, newly born, aged about 5 months or like so. But he was so strong. They wanted to push, but they did not want to come. So there was a struggle. Krishna wanted to push, and they did fits like that they will not come. Anyhow, Krishna dragging, anyhow, both, one like doing so, and one pushing, they brought in the courtyard of Yashoda. But when they were bringing them in the courtyard, Krishna saw that anything in hanging from
ceiling.
From ceiling. And he thought that, oh, very beautiful sweet butter is there. How to take it? So he thought that if I will use this like udukhal, you know?
Grind motor.
He quickly wanted to keep his feet there on the bank, back, and wanted to take it. But as soon as he wanted to do like this, and the calf ran away from there and jumped up. And he has taken, and he was hanging, oh mother, oh mother, oh mother. And he has no way to come. So he was crying bitterly, mother, mother, mother. And Yashoda Maiya came. Anyhow, I will not, you should be hanging all this time. And doing like this. And after that he took it and kept. Narada was seeing. And he was telling, oh, Yashoda Maiya, you are so much lucky. So much lucky. The God Himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead, having so much opulence. And He is now your son. I'm playing in your ground. And He wants to go in your lap. He is crying bitterly. He is rolling down on the earth. Mother, mother, I want to take your breast. And Yashoda Maiya turned. Oh, I will not take you in my lap. You are very naughty and chanchal, restless. Just now I make you bath, made your bath, and now you have taken so much dirty things here. Oh, so go there. I will not take you. And Krishna is weeping, weeping, weeping. And Yashoda is doing like this. How lucky is Yashoda that he is chastising whom? Supreme Power. Brahma cannot take the sun. He fears, they fears, all fears, Shankar. What to speak of Ganesh and Saraswati and Durga and Kali, Bhadra? Nothing. So he is doing pranam to Yashoda Maiya. Kya? Oh, Pandeham Nanda. Sutima Pare, Sitimitare, Bharatamanne, Bhajant Bhavavita, Ahmanandam Bande. Jasya lindam param brahma. Shruti Mapare. Anyone wants to follow Shrutis, Shrutis many ways. What? To do sacrifice, to be in trance, to give up air, water, and all things, to remember Ambrahmashmi. I don't like this. Smriti Ritare, Smriti, or to do Achan and all these things. I have no interest. Shruti Mapare. Bhajant Bhava Vita, also so many devotees, they worship Krishna, they meditate Krishna, they chant Krishna, only for the liberation from suffering and sorrow and unlimited chain of birth and death. They should do like this. Amahanandam Bande. I am doing Vandana to Nanda Maharaj. In his courtyard, Krishna playing in ground full of dust and all these things. He never goes anywhere playing there. So I am doing Vandana to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maiya. Sometimes, now they have become more young. Not younger, but
grown.
Now they can run quickly here and there. Then gopis, every morning they used to come, or long, all long day. All the gopis became in two groups. One became in the group of Krishna, and another, so many became in the group of Baldev. The group of Baldev gopis, they're clapping here. Oh, you are more stronger than Krishna. And the gopis, the side of Krishna, they are, my Krishna son is so much stronger than, he can defeat Baldev. And they are telling, Baldev can defeat. Achha, let us be see. And then clap them and to wrestle. And they began to wrestle. Who is stronger? Who is weak and weird? They began to wrestle like this, like Pahalwan. Saying like this. Sometimes quickly, Baldev Prabhu wanted to defeat, and Baldev Prabhu came down, and in a moment, in halfway to be down, quickly Krishna did so good trick that Baldev Prabhu went like this. And when he came on the ground, he took Krishna and he defeated Krishna. And after some time, Krishna defeated. So liked him. And gopis are telling, my Krishna is so stronger than this. And giving them only a laddu, gud ka laddu. Gud, you know?
Molasses.
No, laddu then. In this way. Sometime, Paranimaya told, Krishna, can you bring the asana of Nanda Baba? Asana, you know?
Seat.
On the time of taking Mahaprasadam, in Indian style, they make any wooden
kusam.
Asana.
Kusam.
Sitting. So Krishna quickly went and began to take it, but he could not do. And kept it. Never. Then again they told me, can you bring the paduka of Nanda Baba, wooden shelter of Nanda Baba there? Oh, quickly he ran and took both on his head and quickly coming. See, being supreme personality of Godhead, so much affluence is. But he wanted to serve his devotees. There is so much difference in all epics and in Srimad Bhagavatam. Always Krishna in the mood of serving devotees. In all Ramayana, Mahabharata and all other epics, you can see that devotees are praying to Lord, Lord, Lord. But Yashoda, never told him Lord. Kausalya may do like this. Vasudeva and Devaki, they can pray to Krishna. Oh, you are Lord of Lord. You are 400. You are our worshipable. You are our master. But Yashoda will not do. One day, Yashoda was taking Krishna in his lap and giving milk to her breast. And Krishna was very little boy. He did like what? Yawning.
Yawning.
At once he saw, oh, not only one Brahmand, but crores and crores, unlimited Brahmand were in his mouth. Mouth was so little and worked so much bigger. But all Brahmands are there. Sun is there, moon is there, all are going on circle. And he saw lakhs and lakhs of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, so many. But he saw Krishna alone. And she was seeing all these things, and she also saw that all the gods, demigods, and all his incarnation were praying to Krishna. Seeing this, what I'm seeing? Any Maya? But any Maya? How I am seeing? Am I dreaming? Am I sleeping? Or what? She took water and washed her mouth and she quickly did like this and again saw. But nothing is there. What happened? Any ghost? But we are serving here Narayan. How a ghost can come? But he never thought that he is Krishna, Supreme Personality of God or Narayan or anywhere. Like Devaki and Vasudeva. Like Arjun, you know Arjun. He saw that Vishwarup and he became frightened. Yashoda never thought. He quickly called Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba came, Upananda came, and then they have any discussion, and they called Gargacharya, supreme astrologer, and called them. We have also here some astrologers here, very good astrologer. So he came, Sandilya Rishi, all came, and they asked them what to do. Oh, here is something. So you should try to give in charity at least 10,008 cows with calves, and their milk in a day must be not less than 40 kilos. Very big, big horse. And their horns should be covered with gold, and their hoofs should be covered with silver. And so beautiful cows to be given. And bring a black cow. They brought. They took the cow dung of that cow and urine of that cow. Mixed like
paste.
I mean cooked thorough.
Liquid.
Liquid. And they took the tail of that black cow and they mixed with his tails and began to
smear.
By mantra. Narayanam lalate keshavam rakshit, Narayanam udare rakshit. Like this 12 angs. And you'll have to do sacrifice, fire sacrifice. Om Narayanaya Swaha, O Vishnave Swaha, O Nisinghaya Swaha. Like this. Then he gave so much charity, gold and so much thing. Then now they told that everything has gone on auspicious, now he has become Now you can give your breast to Krishna. So sweet past times were going. Now they became more restless. Now they can run. Now they have friends. Dham, Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, Sto Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, Ujjwal, Subal, Madhumangal, best. More restless than Krishna. Always fond of sweets, Rasagulla. All they now are friends, and very in morning they used to play. Where to play? Today, Subal told, my mother is churning, and she is upset in that. You can all come to my house, and my mother, I know where my mother has kept. Oh, very beautiful and sweet butters. Come on, meet me. But she was on the door doing it. So no entrance. So quickly Subal, Krishna told that, you should bachde ko khol do.
Open the cow. Open the cow.
Open.
Bound.
She was untying the rope of cow. So that he should go to his mother and he used to take milk. Even now then, cows were not milked. Now they were going to milk, and the meantime Subal untied the cow, and quickly that calf went to her mother, his mother, and began to take milk very happily. And Krishna told, go at once to your mother and tell that, oh, calf is taking all milks. And when he went there and told her mother, mother, you are not seeing that calf is taking all milks. Oh, quickly she ran. Who did it? And when she went, and all boys entered their house, and they took all the butter here, there, sometimes breaking the pots, taking all these things, and they quickly, when they saw that their mother is coming, quickly running out. Now they became, their mothers used to complain to mother. Mother, you know, my sakhi, that your boy is doing like this. What he is doing? Mother, my sakhi, he went in my dark room, and I was like a guard there, hidden away. And when he entered, I caught hold. Now, oh, mother, why you caught me? So why you came and you are stealing makkhan and all these things? If you want, you can tell me, I will give so much. Oh, I have so much plenty of
butter
and everything. But I thought that this house is mine and you are like my mother. So I was taking, otherwise not. And then she began to laugh. And quickly he ran out. One day, any gopi catch hold Krishna, red-handed. Oh, why you are doing so? What mother, what I am doing? So why I am seeing so much
butter
here? Oh, I was searching my calf. He has jumped in this. Oh, your calf has jumped. Where he is? Then Krishna gave his hand, put his hand, and took out a marble calf. Oh, one day, toy calf. They all began to laugh. In the meantime, he quickly ran out. Sometimes he keep his hand in the pot and any gopi caught him red-handed. What are you doing? Mother, nothing. Nothing. Why this your butter hand? Oh, my hand was somewhat like burning sensation. Because my mother has given any jewel.
Bangle.
And it is like burning sensation. So I wanted to put it cold, so I asked him. But why here? Oh, monkeys came and at once wanted to take butter from my hand, and that is why they did like so. And they began to laugh. And they used to tell to Mother Yashoda, because Mother was not so much fortunate to hear and to know all these things. Because what he was doing outside of his home. So all their testing, and they all like that Krishna should come to my house. And that is why Krishna used to go in their homes. So one day Yashoda, they were all complaining to Mother Yashoda. Your son is so restless. Sometimes he goes, and if we steal all the things here and there, we hide, then he comes to our sons who are newly born, and he did like so, pinching, and at once cry, and then quickly she runs away. He tells that if you will hide anything, then I will burn your home. How desperate he is. So Yashoda mother is now thinking, why my brother, my son is doing so? I think that he should be controlled. And if he is not controlled, then he will be very desperate and naughty. And he will not obey us. And he will be a gunda. Gunda, you know? Ki? Kaundal. Yes, like that. So we should try to control him. So he was thinking, how my boy is going so? And he told that, I will control my son. So go today, and I don't want to hear all the complaints daily. So I will do something for this. And in night he was thinking something. What he was thinking? How my boy does hear there what he is doing? Vikretu kama akhila gopakanna murari padarpita citta vritti dadhyadikang moha vasadavochat govinda damo dharmadhavi govinda damo dharmadhavi govinda. Like this, began to think. She was singing and also remembering all the past times of Krishna. And he was also thinking how to control my son. So, in the night, something singing also. How? Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha
Ramana Hari Bol. Yeah.
want.
जय राधा माधव जय कुंजी देवी। वेरी गुड।
Thank you.
Krishna, one day he was playing on Brahmand Ghat with all his funny friends. But today there was any other kind of a rang. Mood. All were happy except Krishna. All were doing clapping and laughing so much, saying towards Krishna. And all were laughing. Krishna could not understand anything. Baldev Prabhu was also clapping and so much laughing and clapping. Krishna could not think that what is the matter today. Bil Mangal told, "My dear friend, do you know why all are clapping?" "Oh, I cannot understand. I cannot think why they are clapping." He told in his very, very in the ear of Krishna, "You are not son of Yashoda Maiya. This is the fact." "How?" "Because you are black, your mother is golden color, your father is also golden color." "How? From where you came? Black, so black?" Krishna says, "Oh, I'm black." He could not reply them that why he has black, but his mother and father both are so golden color, so beautiful. And they began more to clap and to do like this, Krishna. And Krishna began to weep. I'm not the son of my mother Yashoda. And he began to weep. And all were clapping and all were use rijha rahe the.
Making fun of him.
Making fun of him. Krishna began to weep and he ran towards his home to Mother Yashoda. Yashoda was doing something, preparing anything for Krishna and Baldev. Roni Maya was also there. All were engaged in that. But Krishna was today so weeping and began to roll down on earth. Yashoda Maya at once came and he wanted to pacify Krishna. "Why? What became of you? Who has beaten you?" And his two castic, "I will beat them. I will punish them." "Oh, Baldev has done?" "He is not telling you." "Who has done? Sridham has done?" "Oh, they are so wicked, I know." "Why you go to with them and play? What has been done? Tell me." And he began to take Krishna in his lap, her lap. But he was doing like, and he was sliding. And he could not pacify, he began to weep more and more. After some time, she was thinking, why is he doing? Anyhow, she took Krishna in his lap, possibly, and told that, "Tell in my ear, who has done this? Your father has chastised you, or who has chastised?" He told, "Oh, all are clapping and laughing that you are not your son, Yashoda Maiya. Anyhow, your mother was black. Your father was black." No. They were black. "And from them you came. But perhaps they could not support you and they have no milk in their and that is why they kept it in a tree hole. And there you are, were weeping, sometimes talking your this and this, and weeping bitterly. No one was to take care. Nand Baba is so merciful. he came to Brahmand Ghat to take bath, and he saw that, oh, any orphan boy. And he is weeping there, so he became merciful. And he took at once in his lap, and returned to home, and gave in the lap of Yashoda. He has no mother and father, so you should support this boy, like a boy. So they are telling that you are not son of Yashoda, Maya and Nanda Baba. Then I am going anywhere else to search my father and mother, or I will go in Brahmand Ghat and jump, or I will go to any dense forest, anywhere. I don't want to be here. Yashoda Maya told you. Who told? So all are telling. Daubhaiya is also telling. Yes, he is also telling. Oh, I am telling you, taking the oath of my deity Narayan, that you are my son. You are sure my son. I have taken you in my home, and whole Brajbasi are
witness.
All know this fact. So you can go to any mother of any boy, your friend, and they will tell you. So I am taking this oath that you are my son, you are my son, you are my son. You don't see like that. One day, he became more. And then he was telling that, mother, I want to graze cows. This is a fashion, or this is a rule and regulation in Indian goats, milkmen, that their sons should be also in a very good, auspicious day, and they should go to
graze.
So now Krishna and Balde with all boys, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, eight years, they used to graze cows very nearer to Gokul, very nearer, not going here and there. So they were grazing. One day Yashoda, Krishna, as a habit, he was stealing butter. And Yashoda told, oh, why you don't tell me abundant of all these things? Why you go to other homes and steal butter like this? You should not do. Mother, when I have stolen, in very morning, you send me to cow grazing, not cow, calf grazing. I go to Madhuban. No? And whole day with them there grazing. And evening I return. So when I still, I have no time. And coming from that, at once taking anything and sleep, and again going there. Yashoda is telling that tainehi makhan khayo. Yeah, makhan khayo. Krishna is telling, Maya, main nahi makhan khayo, bhor bhayo madhu. Very good. Go on. Wow, very good. Main nahi makhan khayo, Maya, mother, I have not taken makhan. I have not stolen. When I have done? Bhor bhayo gauvan ki paache, madhuban mohi pathayo. I went to graze cows in very morning. And whole day they do. I tired, and then I returned, and at once I began to sleep. But Yashoda Maya said, oh yes, you have stolen, I know. Then Krishna told, weeping, it seems that, mother, you are not my father. You are my stepbrother, perhaps, mother. So why I am here? Then I am going to anywhere else. And telling that, Krishna weeping and began to run away from the home. Yasoda Maiya at once turned and he began to weep. But my dear son, you are my son. Never tell like this, otherwise I will die. I know that you have not taken mark. My son, you have not taken makhan. And Krishna is then weeping, telling, Maiya, maine hi makhan khayo. Maine hi makhan khayo means?
I did.
I have taken makhan. And Yashoda Maiya is telling me, no, my son. You have not taken makhan. And then Yashoda Maiya picked up Krishna and began to weep. Krishna was also like doing. So, all this is like a renewal of love. Renewal of love also. Yashoda Maiya now wants that perhaps this is the case that Krishna goes to other houses, neighbor houses, to take makhan because there are sweet. And in my house, I have kept so many servants, maid servants. They make curd and they churn. And perhaps the makhan is so sour, not so sweet. So from today, I will tell all the my servants and maid servants, all my sakhis, they should go to resident to Deepavali. To arrange for Deepavali. You know Deepavali? To Govardhan, lakhs and lakhs pradeeps are given. And in your home, everywhere pradeep with ghee, not candle. Ghee pradeep is so much gainful, so pure. And it refreshed the air and everything. So, all went. And Yashoda Maiya milked Padma Gandha. Padma Gandha, Goma, manes, whose milk was like Padma Gandha, lotus flowers fragrant. Kalindi, Yamuna, Pishangi, so sweet all. Eight cows were special, like eight sakhi, eight manjaris, also eight special cows were in Nandbaba. There had been taken a special care for them. So Yashoda Maiya today milked in evening and made very beautiful curd. And the upper malai cream was like so thick and reddish color. He was tuck-buck doing everywhere. Tuck-buck, you know? Everywhere. Drops of ghee are seen like pearls here and there. Yashoda Maiya, very morning, at about 4, in what time? Brahma Muhurta. And she sat to chant. There was a big rope in the end of the road, two sides were some wooden to catch hold, and in a very big round pillar, she wrapped 2-3 times, and she was doing like this. Yashoda Maiya, very beautiful. Otherwise, Krishna cannot be so beautiful. Yashoda Maiya was more beautiful. See, her breast was so, and this very so beautiful, wearing a very fine means reshmi, you know, that can come in this nail hole. 10 yards shadi may come here. How fine! India was famous for this, especially in Dhaka. So she was bearing, and his beauty, oh, so sweet beauty, was peeping from that And wearing some
golden necklace.
And earring here golden. No? And here golden
bangles.
When hand he was doing so. Govinda Damo Dharma Taveri.
Govinda Damo Dharma Taveri.
Govinda
Damo.
Sweats like pearls from mouth here and there coming. The flowers from his beni were one by one coming. And the ankles like those. Jhampakartal not. No. Never. Like twinkling. And when she was churning the mathani with curd, the sound was like dhiktam, dhiktam, dhiktam. Those who are not serving Krishna, worshipping Krishna, chanting Krishna. Fight to them, fight to them. Like dhiktam. Thick, like this. And she was absorbed totally. Forget everything. Observing in, thinking the pastimes of boy Krishna. I am going on, going. Krishna was sleeping on the bed. And now he was so hungry, quite naked. But he, at that time, also in sleeping, a very little bansi, always he keeps you. Never. Perhaps he brought from his mother home, or I don't know. So he was like that. So, with bansi in one hand and weeping, mother, mother, mother. And sometimes like this, mother here searching. But mother was not. Anyhow, he opened his eyes and said, oh, very far away my mother is journeying. Now he wanted to go to his mother. Their weapons is what? Oh, only to cry and to weep loudly, more loudly, louder, loudest. So she was weeping, but Yashoda Maiya not hearing. Govinda Damo Dharma Taveri.
Govinda Damo Dharma Taveri.
And vessel was doing gharra, 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 like this. All Krishna totally observed. Krishna, oh, my mother is not here. So began to more louder. But Yashoda Maiya, not hearing. God totally observed. What is this? Jatra mat bhaktra gayanti tat tishthami narat. Nam tishthami vaikuntha. I am not in Vaikuntha. Yoginam hrde. Not in the hearts of yoginam. Where mat bhaktra gayanti? Where they sing, and then at once I used to go there. I cannot live in Vaikuntha anywhere. So quickly Krishna leaving this palanka bed, and he is running towards Maiya. He wanted to go. But how he should? From that plank was so high, so how to come? He can jump whole world, no harm. He can fly with Trinavarta here and there, but he cannot get out from his bed. So anyhow, weeping. How weeping? Like this. Like here.
Rubbing
his eye. Krishna was himself so black, and this black water from kajal, also coming out, and he doing so all casual here. So he became more black, more beautiful. Anything. Krishna is even naked, he's so beautiful. And if a black spot is here, oh, more beautiful. If he's covered with dust of Goraja, cow's face, oh, it is like a very beautiful powder. And if anyone has met up Krishna, so beautiful. Anything given to Krishna, it makes more beautiful. He's so beautiful. So, Kajal was there, he was covered with Kajal, but yet he was so beautiful. And then he get down from the court. And he quickly, anyhow, on this, come down. And then he was going. And more loudly, louder he was giving. At last he went to very nearer to her mother and stood up and took by his one hand here, Yashoda Maiya, and other hand, on that churning stick. You see, what happened? At once he stopped his singing and he saw like that. He saw that, oh, beautiful lad. Lala. Mera lala hai, mera lala. Aur ye kar karke Krishna ko god lota. He took Krishna in her lap and covered Krishna and gave his heart breast. And Krishna was choosing or sucking. And so much milk in her breast that Khir Samudra koti koti, lakhs and lakhs Khir Samudra can come from that. So much. And Krishna, stomach how much? Koti koti birja, you know, can be here. Whole world can be here. So there was a competition. Milk was not stopping. And his hunger and his pet was not. Mane bhar nahi raha. Not. So, it was going on. What will be there, we will explain. I think that I should also tell all this katha beautiful in morning also class. Because it will be very benefit for you. And in my classes in morning, I have told the teachings of Raghunath Das Goswami. Very, very good. You should try to obey all these things and to follow. If you want bhakti, and if you don't want bhakti, you want to play and to test any worldly desires, then I am not requesting. But I will request you that if you want bhakti, then try to follow very purely and boldly and strongly what Raghunath Das said. But these pastimes have so many teachings also, so many philosophy of bhakti, so much deep philosophy of bhakti. And I will try to explain them. Gaur Prema. speak lie?
No.
Krishna is not son of anyone. He is Supreme God. So Baldev was telling a tattva. And all the Sakha were also telling this tattva. But Krishna and Braj Lila is so more over there. All the lies are, anyone of these are not lies. All are true to extreme.
Absolute truth.
Krishna is eternal son of Yashoda Maya and Nanda Baba. Eternal. Gone.
Complete?
Oh. All villagers, all the neighborhood went early in the morning to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. When they reached there, they saw at once Sachimaya was infant. Also Vishupriya Devi, like dry wood, no tears, no sense, nothing. Whole environment was weeping. Nimai, Nimai, where Nimai? Quickly, Srivas Pandit and all others came. What happened? Why all are weeping? They began to search. But what happened in the night? Separated from her mother and wife, he came on the bank of Ganges. So cool. Very cool air was blowing. And in the midst of night, at 12 in night, he jumped up in Ganges, telling, oh Krishna, and he jumped at once. He was also not in sense. And that ghat is called Nidya Ghat, and he jumped. And anyhow, he crossed the Ganges near Kantak Nagar, and he went to the ashram of Keshav Bharati. And he told that, I want to take sannyas. He told that it is absurd. I cannot give you sannyas. I will not order you to Shave your curved hairs.
Never, never.
But he was weeping, Krishna, Krishna, and telling that, I must take sannyas. Anyhow, barber was called, and he took his
razor.
But till from morning to sunrise, he could not, sunset, he could not do. He was also weeping, Mahaprabhu was also weeping, and also Kesava Bharati weeping. At that time, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu. Anyhow, they helped, and his hairs were set. Kesava Bharati came and told, I want to give mantra, but Mahaprabhu told, what mantra you are going to give me? I think that you will give same mantra that I am telling to you. Please hear me. Same mantra or not. And trickily he told that mantra and made him disciple. And then his Gurudev also became so happy and told, oh yes, same mantra I am going to give. And then he was given. And at once Mahaprabhu vachant, Nimai Pandit vachant, oh Lord Krishna, oh my beloved Krishna, where you are, I cannot live without you. Sometimes rolling down on the earth. And now he was going to Vrindavan. But trickily, Nityananda Prabhu took him to Sandipnipuri. And again Shantipuri. And there he met with her mother. And what happened? Very pathetic scene. More pathetic than they did. It was so pathetic. But you can imagine that what was the scene when Vishnu Priya Devi was weeping. And his mother was weeping. He could not weep. Not a drop of tear was there. Right. She was like oud. But for the sake of good of whole world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. If he had not taken sannyas, we were not knowing him. Hare Krishna was not propagated anywhere. And what is Krishna Prem? Who is Krishna? Who is Radha? Who are gopis? Who is Vrindavan? What is Vrindavan? What is Krishna Prem? Never anyone has known. Only to sprinkle he took sannyas. And after what happened, you know, whole life. He was weeping and making weeping others. Very vipralambha mood. Vipralambha, you know? Separation mood. Very separation. Taking the mood of Srimati Radhika. So many thanks to you. You have played very beautiful and very, what? Well, I want to give my heartly blessings to you. That any day you should be qualified to realize what is Krishna Prem and weep bitterly like Vishnu Priya Devi and Sachi Maiya for Krishna. Oh, beloved, where Krishna? Though there was some lacking, so much lacking, but anyhow, it was very pathetic. In Chaitanya Bhagavata or Chaitanya Charitamrita, anywhere it is not written like this. Vishnu Priya never requested him that and knew that you are going to take sannyas. Trickily, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cheated her. There was no dialogue like this. Sachi Maiya I used to know. But anyhow, very pathetic. My heartly blessings to you. You should take care. Gau Prama. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
They should come to me.